And now let us talk with Terry Goddard, the Attorney General of the State of Arizona. Mr. Goddard, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
All right. Well, you said let's recount these. And you took them to Maricopa County, and you did, and the results are pretty much as they were in 2006, were they not?
Yes. We took the extraordinary action of a hand recount using the staff of the Maricopa County Elections Department. And after approximately 2 weeks that it took to do that, we have the results of the hand recount, and they are slightly different. You don't ever get, I guess, right on the same numbers because of a combination of human and machine errors that are possible, but they're in the fractions of 0.01%. So putting in terms of votes, the difference between our hand recount and the original tabulation in Pima County is less than 5 votes per category. In other words, the yeses and the noes could conceivably be changed up or down by at most 5 votes based on our numbers. There were slightly more sort of question ballots in our process than in the Pima County process, but that slight difference was 550 ballots out of 120,000 cast. So I feel very, very confident that this hand recount has affirmed the result that the Pima County Elections Department gave back in 2006.
By the way, the cost of this, I think they were estimating $10,000 to recount the votes. The whole process, though, has been a fairly expensive one with the lawsuits brought by the Democratic Party and, of course, Bill Reisner, the attorney, over $300,000+ in legal fees there. Your office spent a great deal of money and time on this. Do we have a cost estimate of what this whole process may add up to?
Well, John, I don't. I certainly can't exceed the $300,000. That's much more than it cost us. But it was not insignificant. We had agent time. As many as 7 or 8 of the agents that work for the Attorney General's office were involved in the security of the ballots and in the chain of custody that was maintained throughout the time that we've had possession of these ballots. That's very manpower intense. It also cost us ultimately $12,000 to have Maricopa County Elections do the hand count. I personally believe they gave us a smoking deal that was in no way reflective of the total number of man hours involved, but that was Helen Purcell there, the county recorder, I think saw that was something that she could do that would help, and she was willing to do it, and I'm very grateful to her.
Well, democracy is expensive at times. What have we learned from this whole process? Have we learned that people did not, perhaps, in this one, or more than likely did not rig this election, but do we learn that they could rig it if they wanted to?
Well, I think we've learned a number of things, John, and it's most of them are important lessons. Some of them, frankly, I could have done without, but the bottom line is that there were some suspicions raised for which there were no good answers. And they all seemed to point in one direction, and that was there had been some kind of electronic, or at least an effort, electronically to manipulate the vote totals. And we did an early election expert analysis of the electronics, basically looking at the hard drives at Pima County, looking at the various downloads or memory bank accountings of the vote totals. And that was all by itself. That was about a $5,000 expense. So you got to add that, I guess, to the totals that you're compiling here meticulously. But what they concluded, this was one of the national firms certified by the National Elections Commission to be able to do this kind of work. They concluded that the Diebold system used by Pima County had a number of security vulnerabilities, and that was reported to everybody almost 2 years ago. Pima County took constructive action and amended their security procedures to make up for the fact that the internal securities of the software weren't that good. But if you superimposed on that physical security, which included now nobody individually can access the data. It takes 2 people, and they have to have separate passwords. The physical security was dramatically increased. The The voting tabulation machines now have to be in essentially in a cage, which is only is video monitored for the entire process, 24 hours a day, and is only accessible by two people together. So you essentially have this prisoner in the center of the elections process that is impenetrable by anybody physically. And before that wasn't the case. Somebody could have snuck up, and one of the suspicions was they could have taken a little thumb drive, which you can hide in your hand, and downloaded some additional election data without being observed. That was one of the vulnerabilities before. It's been eliminated. You can't do that today. The computers are modified in a way that they essentially have a chastity belt. They have a way of sealing off all of those possible portals, which could allow you to intrude additional data that's not part of the normal election tallying process. So I think the bottom line, and because of Pima County's leadership, the Secretary of State amended the state election security manual to incorporate these changes in procedure. Pima County goes one step further now and requires a hand transmission of any remote data collection ports during an election, which means that your elections are tabulated much slower than other parts of the state. But I think that's a badge of honor. I think that's something that simply eliminates one more, however remote, possibility of interference. And, I'd frankly rather see that in the rest of the state than have them change Pima County's way of doing the tabulation.
Well, I congratulate you on ordering these ballots to be recounted. I think there was so much smoke, there was no fire, I don't believe.
But until you check, you don't know, John.
Yeah, exactly. And you could have said, look, from our look at this, it doesn't look like there's any possibility that these votes could have been altered. But you know what? Let's find out. And let's reassure the public that they should be and can be confident in that vote that took place in 2006.
Well,
only because you did this can we know that.
Is truly the bottom line. I don't regret doing it for a minute, because although it confirmed, many people should say or will say, well, this is a non-story because it had the same result. Well, that's not the case. The reason we took this step was because some of the suspicions that had been raised, I could not answer from the evidence that I had in front of me. In other words, there wasn't a credible explanation for all of the different coincidences that seemed to have happened on this particular election. And when you have a reasonable suspicion, I believe in a criminal investigation, it's your obligation to follow through until you're able to resolve it. And in this case, we felt the only way to follow through was to actually sit down and hand count the ballots. That's the final indicator of whether or not an election result was changed. And we believe that the combination of absolute security of the evidence, which we must do, along with the process that the Maricopa County elections people engaged in, gives us the confidence that, in fact, this election was, for all of the suspicions, I think the bottom line is that it was done appropriately, that the votes that were tallied were done correctly, and that the result is affirmed.
Let's go to a caller, JT, on the John C. Scott Talk Show. JT, thanks for your call. You're with the Attorney General of the State of Arizona, Terry Goddard. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question, and this is concerning a period of time that was, say, a couple years earlier than this current act of counting the ballots. Are you aware of the problems with custody of the hard drives that were in the Pima County vault?
The hard drives in the vault?
Yeah, in other words, the hard drives containing the RTA database numbers were in a vault until litigation was completed. And with a court order, both the plaintiffs, that was the Democratic Party, and Pima County were supposed to arrive and pick this data up, right?
Yeah, and then it was missing.
And it was missing.
Well, that's part of what I'm talking about. I was aware that had happened. I was also aware that the Secretary of State is supposed to, for 2 years after every election, maintain the electronic indication or the electronic results of all of the all the data collected during the election. And in the case of the RTA election, it wasn't there, or nobody could recover it. Those are part of the very disturbing combination of events, which ultimately said, well, let's not depend upon, as we did initially in our first pass at this investigation, was to go back and review the electronic record. And even our experts said that was imperfect. They thought it, what they had did not show that there had been any manipulation, but they were the first to say, and in fact in their report did say, that this was a less than ideal set of circumstances.
JT, thanks for your question. By the way, Attorney General Goddard, I believe you're going to be here next Monday to speak at a crime and fraud prevention forum, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Let me let people know about that. The forum co-hosted by Councilwoman Karen Ulick, 6 to 7:30, the Tucson Police Department's West Division Headquarters, 1310 West Miracle Mile. That's 6 to 7:30, 1310 West Miracle Mile event is free, open to the public, and we'll welcome you here. Attorney General Goddard, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
We appreciate it.
It looks like I'm moving back to Tucson from all of these events.
I think so. I, again, congratulate you for recounting these votes. You didn't have to do it. I think it was the right thing to do. I think we are a lot more confident in what happened in 2006 than we would have been had not you made that decision. It was the right decision, I believe. And, again, thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Terry Goddard, the Attorney General of the State of Arizona.